Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Clay gets it from Curry on the bounce, left sideline. Clay goes to the corner, lets it fly. Got another one! Clay Thompson, just ridiculous.
Boy, it is Sacramento.
He sees that jersey and something happens to him. 9 straight for Clay Thompson. He's got 17.
You should probably get that Claytheism drop ready, Sterling. I feel like it's a big night for my religion.
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
Yeah. I mean, that's Clay. I know that guy. It's Clay. And by the way, I know that other guy too. That's Steph. That's the Splash Brothers. How about a combined 14 assists, 7 apiece, for Los Brothers del Splash tonight? What fun this team is. My goodness. And if it's not exciting enough, I mean, this was a classic Splash Brothers in so many ways, down to the they didn't have to play late in the game. It was a classic Splash Brothers moment. I'm so happy. I want to know how you feel. 888-957-9570. I believe this is the second time that both guys have had 20 in a game since Clay's return. But I don't know. This felt like the truest Splash Brother night to me. Because you know what happened is Clay was so burning hot early that Steph just, I mean, I think, I'll pull up the stats here, but I think he only shot the ball twice in the first half. I'm correct about that. 2 for 2 from three. Also had 2 free throws. But he had 6 of his 7 assists in the first half. Meanwhile, Clay had 20 points and only 2 of his assists. Switch over to the second half, and that's when Steph gets it going. And it's Steph with 12 points on 5 of 9. And Clay only has 3 points, but 5 assists, 3 rebounds in just 10 minutes. I mean, it's beautiful basketball in every possible way. And the most beautiful thing of all, of course, is that jumper. Hot diggity. Woo! Woo! It's hard for me not to swear when I talk about it. Clay Thompson is a beautiful man and a beautiful basketball player, and it's so good to have him back. It just makes me feel good in my heart and my soul. 8 of 11 from the field tonight, 7 of 9 from 3, 23 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. He did it all, ladies and gentlemen. He was plus 20 on the evening, plus 20. And just a classic Clay performance. You could tell the minute limit is getting to him a little bit. He wants to be out there longer. He obviously feels like himself, and he mostly looks like himself. And you know, for 2.5 quarters or so, this was mostly just a classic Splash Brothers performance. And then, as seems to happen somewhat frequently lately, Jonathan Kuminga just had some moments, some stretches where he just basically took over the game. And I guess took over the game is a weird thing to say about a guy whose game is what Kuminga's is right now. I mean, he's 19 years old. He still makes mistakes. He's still a little loose dribbling the ball, and sometimes his whirlwind drives to the basket end up in turnovers. Only two tonight, though. He is one of the most explosive and exciting athletes in the NBA at 19. And by the way, he can bully men 8 to 10 years his senior like it's nothing. He pushes dudes around out there sometimes too much. He fouled out in 26 minutes tonight. But the way that kid moves around a basketball floor, and most importantly, the way he attacks the rim, I mean, he gives something, he gives the Warriors something that really, the only guy that's really had the vicious rim attack capability throughout this run is Kevin Durant. And this is different than Durant. I mean, look, Durant is 7 feet tall. He could get way up. No shade to Kevin Durant as an athlete. But this is different. There is a vicious explosiveness that's... You know who it reminds me a little bit of, and he's not similar as a player just yet, but just in terms of the remarkable strength and explosiveness for a young guy. It's a little Sean Kempe. Is that a weird comparison? That just popped into my head. I don't know exactly why. But whatever you want to compare it to, I mean, this is back-to-back games now where I think Kuminga showed you, and I think he is starting to show you more consistently as he gets more consistent playing time. He can be a real factor off the bench in real games. Now, look, San Antonio and Sacramento are, I mean, San Antonio and Sacramento in early February. Like, real games might be a stretch. But I think what Kuminga's showing you is that, you know, it's less about how good the opponent is and more about what he's capable of. And especially because of what I just said, they really don't have anyone else who brings his particular brand of A, excitement, but B, like that having someone who can attack the rim and threaten with that kind of athleticism is an important factor. I mean, if you can pull it off. Like I said, the Warriors have mostly thrived without that sort of guy. But it's a good thing to have. And I think especially, you know, I do expect this kid to be playing in the playoffs, I guess is what I'm really getting at. And I think part of that is getting more minutes down the stretch. And look, you know, tonight may not have been Moses Moody's best performance, but I think that kid is good enough that with some more playing time, he could help you come playoff time as well. And, you know, I don't know who that playing time comes at the expense of. Especially for Moody, it's tough to say because there are so many guys at that position. And look, it's another game where Damian Lee played well. And, it, you know, look, I've said this before. For me, it's probably either him or Bielitsa. If you're looking to add a big. I mean, I'm just thinking about, like, on nights where you face guys like Steven Adams, and you know Draymond missed time this year with a back problem. Like, what if you just had Robin Lopez? And I don't even know if he's going to be available, but I'm just throwing out a potential buyout guy, an older veteran that's cheap, but can do some things. And certainly, historically, is a guy who's great to be around and accepts whatever role he's given. I think someone like that, especially someone who's big and tall, and Robin Lopez is about as big and tall as it comes, I continue to think that would be helpful. Need is a funny word for a team that's 40-13. Need is a funny word. I'm not sure it's the word I would use. But I continue to say, if I was them, I would strongly consider it. And they continue to say they're not considering it. So here we are at an impasse, I suppose. 415 texter, his handle looks like Kevin Durant on his drives. I don't know if it's quite that good. Durant had a really good handle. 925, Kamingo reminds me of Dr. J in the ABA. I wouldn't go that far either. That's East Bay Bob, now in San Diego. 240, stop the gushing over Kuminga. Well, also stop the gushing over Kolsky, but what the texter said is stop the gushing over Kuminga, Kolsky. GP2 and Wiggins are as explosive when they want to attack the rim. Actually, you know, you're not wrong. I wouldn't say they're as explosive. They're both really explosive players. GP2 is just different because he's so small. And because he is so explosive, he can do things at 6'2 or 3 or whatever he is that most 6'2, 6'3 guys cannot do. And that's why he's so valuable to this team. But it's not like when Kuminga's attacking the rim. I think that's easy to see. Wiggins is interesting because if I just showed you the highlight of him dunking on Karl-Anthony Towns earlier this year, you'd say, yeah, he does do that. But he doesn't really do that with any regularity. So I still think, like, that is something Kuminga can bring to the table that no one else really does. 415 texter was thinking the same thing I was saying as I was saying it. Trade deadline's a week away. Would you send Bielitsa and a second rounder to Orlando for Robin Lopez? I sure would. I sure would. Adding another big man would help preserve Draymond's back injury from reoccurring, says the texter. And I, you know, look, there's no guarantees of anything. But I tend to think when a guy who's, you know, punching above his weight on a regular basis comes down with back issues that are then causing calf issues, like something that it feels like taking a little bit of the physical responsibility off of him, the literal physical pounding he's taking, that might be effective. And, you know, again, and it doesn't, Robin Lopez is just an example. Like, I could look for some other names for people if you really want, but there will be in the buyout market, there will be guys who are taller than any active player on the Warriors roster. In the trade market, available for packages like maybe not Bielitsa, but you know, maybe Damian Lee, maybe Bielitsa. I don't know. These are cheap minimum contracts. Maybe someone thinks they can help, right? And a second round pick. Those things will be available if the Warriors want to pursue that route and either, you know, release Lee or Bielitsa or trade them along with something. And maybe you trade them and the team just cuts them. But the point is you're going to have to lose one of those guys. And it can't be Chioza because he's a two-way player. Wiseman's taken up a roster spot. I just think Juan brings his own special Oakland flavor to this roster that cannot be underestimated. So I wouldn't let go of him. So it just comes down to Lee and Bielitsa as the two most expendable pieces. 650, I would go get Mark Gasol. Is he retired? Where is Marc Gasol? Is that a stupid question? Why do I not know? Is he in Spain? Yeah, he's in Spain. Well, that's interesting. God, 37 is old for a 7-footer, but he's the kind of player I'm talking about. I'd love it 2 years ago, right? We would have loved it last year. I think people talked about it. And again, for me, like, if I could replace Bielitsa with Marc Gasol, I think I'd give it a shot. I might rather have Robin Lopez. And I think there's an argument for that name instead of Bielitsa to be Damian Lee. But that, but look, I don't know that that's... I guess I honestly don't know that it's worth talking about leading up to the trade deadline, which of course is sooner, because they're so adamant they're not doing anything that I would be very surprised if they do something. This team is pretty open about what they do and plan. Generally speaking, they do not lie to us that much. So, you know, my presumption is they're not going to make a trade. Now, if Wiseman's return continues to delay and they, you know, God forbid Draymond's return is delayed, you know, maybe come buyout time, that's something that they think about more seriously. I want to knock on wood for all this stuff. Kevon Looney is an Iron Man. He's having his best season. Shout out to Loon. I've always been a Looney fan. One time I saw him at Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe in Emeryville, which is, if you've ever been to Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe in Emeryville, not the one next to the Fox Theater in Oakland, where, like, okay, you know, there's at least some stuff around there for that might ordinarily attract an NBA player. Like, this is in Emeryville between an auto shop and the, I don't know, mall, whatever you want to call it, shopping zone with the Home Depot and the Target. Kevon Looney, just chilling. Anyway, seems like a down-to-earth, nice enough guy. I forget what he was eating, and I did not bother him. But he's eating in Emeryville. Shout out Kevon Looney. But Kevon Looney being the tallest guy on your team and the only true big is not ideal. Now, look, tonight Kuminga played some five, and that was pretty great. But that's not going to work out so well against some teams. So, you know, yeah, 510 texter, it is near Pixar. It's right by Pixar. Like kitty corner. Do you guys say kitty corner or catty corner out here? Kitty corner from Pixar Studios. Maybe he was at Pixar. Is that what you're saying? You think Kevon Looney's doing a voice for an upcoming Pixar flick? It's possible. I wouldn't say likely, but possible. He's lovable. He's been the best offensive rebounder in the NBA for like a month. Love Kevon Looney. Don't love a situation where he's the only big on the squad. So, look, let's see what happens with Wiseman. Again, I believe Bob Myers, was it today or yesterday, said he expects a clearage for contact with James Wiseman in the near future. Draymond said he hopes to be back in 3 to 4 weeks. You know, these are all decent prognoses that, look, if both of these guys are back around the beginning of March, I think you're in really good shape. Then maybe you don't need that big. And maybe that's what they're waiting for, figuring, hey, worst comes to worst, we can always dip our toes in the buyout market. And that's probably the prudent approach, I guess. You know, a guy like Robin Lopez very well may get bought out, but I don't know. Concerns me a little. It's a position of concern. Let's talk about the good stuff. Steph Curry's slump is over. Klay Thompson looks like vintage Klay Thompson. Are you convinced of those two things? Because all the other stuff, you know, the injuries we have no control over, we don't really know what's going on. Here's what we looked at tonight, to me, was a vintage Splash Brothers performance. Are you convinced that the Splash Brothers are back? 888-957-9570, the phone number. We also got lots of sound from the team. And, of course, the head coach to listen to. That is coming up next on Warriors Wrap Up. I'm Matt Kolsky. This is 95.7 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sensation for Jonathan Kuminga. A steal, Klay Thompson to Kuminga. Over the head with a reverse dunk. A little elevation sensation for Jonathan Kuminga. And it's 107-92.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. Far be it from me to criticize the great Tim Roy, but I don't know if he did that reverse dunk justice. Sterling, your thoughts?
Well, when you play it incorrectly on the air, it doesn't sound as good, but I do think Tim did a great job tonight.
Well, Tim always does a great job.
Kind of have to talk him up. He's kind of my boss, kind of.
Wow. Okay, so that was just a kowtowing.
There's nepotism.
I love
sure.
Tim. I mean, Tim and I are very cool. I this is not a shot at Tim at all. This is a, I think I would have screamed. That reverse dunk was absurd. It came out of nowhere. It looked like he changed his mind in the air. I mean, incredible stuff. But it's actually the play right after that that I'm going to make. The shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara.
Mitchell, cross court stolen away. Klay Thompson. Thompson stops and pops it to three. Good! Ridiculous!
See, Tim gave that plenty of juice. I think he was caught off guard by the absurdity of that Kuminga dunk. That's all I'm saying. I'm not insulting Tim Roy. Let me make that perfectly clear. Love Tim Roy. But that shot of the game, it was, in fact, ridiculous. I'm sorry, I choked. Literally and figuratively. Ridiculous. It was a ridiculous shot. And it was a true Klay Thompsoner, if you will. Classic Klay tonight. That's what I saw. Classic Klay. That was the shot of the game presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. sccfreevax.org or call 211. Sterling. Play that highlight again.
Mitchell, cross court stolen away. Klay Thompson. Thompson stops and pops it to three.
Okay, that's enough. You know how you know that shot is ridiculous? Listen to the noise that Tom Tolbert makes right before Tim, like, describes the shot, which is the exact moment that the shot is taken or that Klay starts going up for that ridiculous shot. Tom Tolbert makes an involuntary noise. Let's hear it again.
Mitchell, cross court stolen away. Klay Thompson. Thompson stops and pops it to three. Good!
There it is. Ridiculous. Oh, man. That was, I mean, if you didn't think Klay was going to be fine before tonight, I feel like that was the moment that turned everybody. Had to be. How could you watch that and not think Klay Thompson is back? Klaytheism, Sterling. It's the sensation.
Klaytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
Yeah, close enough. Oh, boy. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time for the Warriors. Just got to get everybody healthy. That's really what's important at this point. Get everybody healthy. In the meantime, some really good sound from tonight. We've talked a lot about Jonathan Kuminga and Klay Thompson because they were both great. And Klay, you know how I feel about Klay. One more time, Sterling.
Klaytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
So it's a religious thing, really, for me. But I watched Klay's post-game interview on television, and beyond just being lovable, I think you can tell he feels like he's himself. So I want to just run it back by you real quick. This is Klay Thompson with Bonte and the fellas on post-game tonight and just feeling himself.
Klay, what's up, man? Bonte Hill, Chris Mullin, and Darrell Wright. And, you know, back in 2015, Klay, you scored 37 in a quarter against the same team, the Sacramento Kings. Tonight, you start off 7-for-7, hit your first six threes. What is it about playing against the Sacramento Kings that brings out the best in you?
Hey, man, 2011 NBA draft. With the 10th pick, the Sacramento Kings don't select me, so people don't forget. That's all I got to say.
Klay, D-Wright, man, congrats on the win. How is it when you get in one of those zones? I know it's been a minute for you. How is it when you get to start the game off 6-for-6 and that basket is looking so big out there?
Oh, it's been a minute, D-Wright. My goodness. But when that happens, you just want to get a little sliver of daylight, and I'm letting that fly. You know, I made a couple tough ones tonight, a couple in transition, but man, it felt so good. All the hard work's paying off, and I'm never gonna doubt myself because nights like these are bound to happen.
Klay, congratulations, incredible night tonight. Your shooting's on point. I want to ask you about your channeling your Magic Johnson in game with 7 assists, 5 rebounds, great overall floor game as well.
Yeah, man, I know teams are going to jump at me, especially when I have a half like I did. So for me, it's easy. Just hit the open man, and it's like a domino effect. You know, whether the guy I throw it to is going to get a shot, somebody else is. So for me, I'm just trying to be a complete player as I can. And, you know, people fall in love with the shooting, but I can pass too.
And talk about complete player. Klay, you're moving so well. How you feeling on the defensive end right now?
I'm feeling good, Chris. And honestly, each game gets better, so I'm really appreciative of Andrew Wiggins. My goodness, he makes my job so easier this year, much easier this year. I don't have to check the best player every night, so I'm very thankful for that man.
You know, Klay, talk about getting acquainted playing with Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. Of course, Wiggins going to his first All-Star game. He's going to be a starter in Cleveland, Ohio in a couple weeks. Have you been acclimating to playing with those guys, Wiggins and Poole?
I mean, Wiggs is, I'm happy for him. This won't be the first time he's playing in a big game. You know, I play with KD, and he's very similar in the sense that he can score at all three levels. He could do it in isolation. He's amazing off the catch. And so it's nice to have him step into that role. Obviously, irreplaceable Kevin is, but Wiggs is doing a dang good job of his own impression of him. So, and with JP, this man is our catalyst off the bench. And you saw it the other night in San Antonio when we were all out. You saw what he's about, and he could take over a game with his ability to create and pass. So JP is going to be a problem in this league for a long time.
Klay, as a vet, how exciting is it to see your young fellas, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, come out and contribute night in and night out and doing a great job fitting into the system?
Oh, it feels great. It feels like how you used to feel when I come in and make some shots, you know? So I'm proud of Moses and John. John is, I mean, the last 2 games, he should be in the dunk contest. He's going to win one before it's said and done. And Moses, I keep telling people this, every time I throw the ball, he gets me assists. So I appreciate the rook.
And Klay, last but not least, I want you to go in there and get some rest before you play Oklahoma City. But we have to ask you, the fans want to know about the snarl All right, you got, like, I don't know if this is thin space or snarl. We're playing it right now for our fans right now. You got one. You hit a three over Davion Mitchell as a heat check to make it 43-25, and you had the mean mug, man. What is that? When did you develop that snarl that everybody's asking about?
I don't know. I do things I don't even know what I'm doing on the court. You just kind of let it happen naturally. So I do not have a good answer for you. Pass.
That's good enough, Clay. That's good enough. Congrats on a solid game.
He is a one of one, as the kids say about the NFTs. Just the absolute best. And you can tell the way he talks about the rookies, especially Moses Moody, actually, that look, these guys are starting to believe. Remember, there was a report at the beginning of the, before the season started, that the veteran players, and I don't know if Clay was included in this, but certainly Steph and Draymond were, wanted Avery Bradley on this team. And, you know, obviously the direct implication of that was he would have been on this team instead of Gary Payton II. And can you imagine? I mean, forget whether Avery Bradley is any good or not. Just what Gary Payton has done for this team, it's tough to imagine them being where they're at without him. A couple minutes to weigh in if you do want to call or text. 888-957-9570. I've been trying to find Marc Gasol's stats in Spain. I'm not sure he's actually playing. Certainly not for a high-level team. Mike in San Francisco hit up the phone lines for us, so let's get him in here. What's going on, Mike?
So, Polsky, workmanlike win tonight. Sacramento, you know, subpar team. Really took care of them and let them get in the late, but the Warriors pretty much handled it as they should. But as far as the Clay goes, that's great to see him. His rhythm looked like himself. I hope great shooters like him just need one or two games to really get efficient. And once they get locked in like that, then they're good to go. So hopefully that's a great sign tonight. And Kuminga, man, that guy is spectacular. He's got to be in the dunk competition. I know JTA was in it, but I think Kuminga's got to take over for him because that guy, man, his athleticism is insane. I'd love to see him in that. But overall, great news besides the win is the Suns lost. So you made up a game there, which is, you know, they were still rolling. You're only two games back. So hopefully this is stretch here. I think that maybe, hopefully, if everything breaks right for the Warriors, they can catch them because I think there are a bunch of winnable games here during the streak here. The only game really I could see is against in Utah coming up. But other than that, I think there are a bunch of winnable games here. And with the way the Warriors are playing, they can just take care of their business. They lock in. They should be able to win. So great to see you, man. I love it. The 8-game winning streak may not be the prettiest of times, but they still get it done. And ultimately, that's what matters in the end. Let's go, boys. I love it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's they're rolling. And look, you know, the Suns are a really good team. So far this year, they've been slightly better than the Warriors, in fact, per the records. But like the Warriors, it's not unlikely that they will eventually hit a rough patch that lasts longer than three games, you know. The Suns' worst stretch of the season is losing three out of four, and two of those three losses were to the Warriors and Grizzlies, which, you know, both games were close. They were Christmas and 2 days after Christmas, you know. That's not the worst rough stretch. Then they beat the Thunder and lost on New Year's Day on the East Coast in a 1 o'clock Eastern time start. So they were playing at, you know, 10 in the morning, not 10, 11 in the morning on their body clocks. Anyway, they really haven't had a slow stretch. And, you know, there's 30 games left in the season, thereabouts. The Suns are 41-9, so 32 games left. I would not be shocked if they have a stretch where they lose, you know, even if they go 5-5, right? That's likely enough for the Warriors to creep up and catch them if the Warriors don't have another tough stretch of their own. Because that's really what happened to separate these two teams. When Draymond Green initially got hurt, the Warriors struggled for a 8 or 9 game stretch. And, you know, they had been in first, I think, before Draymond got hurt. And, now they're a few games back. I guess after gaining a game tonight, they're 3 games back. Nope. Because they got their 40th win. So I believe they are 2 games back now, if I'm understanding things correctly. And perhaps the Suns are actually 41-10. Basketball Reference doesn't update fast enough. But the point remains the same. It was a tough stretch of games based largely on an injury that got the Warriors in the not so bad, but not as good as it was, standings position that they're in. I see no reason the Suns might not have a similar stretch. All right, people are calling now. You should have called earlier, really, because we're running out of time, but here we go. We'll try to get you all in. Telmo in the city, what you got for us tonight?
So I've been watching the last few games, and Kuminga and Moody getting minutes and Poole's development and seeing Wiggins become an all-star and what he's developed into. And this isn't a right now thing, but I'm just thinking in my head, and I know probably a lot of Warriors fans, everybody wants to see Steph, Clay, and Draymond retire in a Warriors jersey. That nobody wants to see him play in another uniform. But I'm just thinking, how can they do that? And Kuminga, Moody, Poole, all these guys are going to be like 20-point-plus guys. How can you keep them and stay young moving forward and giving yourself opportunities to win championships in the future? And even a guy like Wiggins, and if Wiseman pans out, and pay them, keep them, have them be part of the roster, and have the other three retire as Warriors. I don't see it happening, and I'm like, where's the give on one of those more established players at some point?
Well, the way you do it is if those players agree to age gracefully. You know, someone's going to have to go to the bench at some point. I don't know. You're going to have to pay Jordan Poole sooner than later if you want to keep him. And my guess is they do. I really see Poole, Moody, Kuminga, and Wiseman as the core of the future. I've said this on the show before. So that it's a question. I mean, but it's not an immediate question. Certainly not with Kuminga and Moody. There's no reason you need to project them into the starting lineup for the next couple of years. They're 19 years old. And, you know, if you're winning at a high level, Jordan Poole may very well be fine with coming off the bench for a couple more years if he understands himself to be the sort of heir to the throne of one of those two guard positions. I don't know. It requires everybody to be on the same page. But as far as the cash money part of it, they can pay whatever because these are all their own players. It's just a matter of luxury tax and what Joe Lacob is willing to swallow. But you know, if guys are willing to take a little less as they get older, if guys are willing to take a little less to stay in a good winning environment, that's the way it works. Robin San Mateo, you're going to be our last caller of the evening. And I just want to say, if what you're calling about is correctly transcribed on the call log here, I'm going to let you have your say, but no. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, I think Andrew Bogut, even though he's old and he's just retired, but at the very end, he won the Defensive Player of the Year in the Australian League that he was playing in. He was a great passer. He's a great high IQ player with great defensive ability, and I think he could really help school James Wiseman into becoming a really, really well-rounded player. What do you think?
I think no. No, no. Andrew Bogut has not been in the NBA for a few years, and there's a good reason why. It's his time has passed. All the things you said about Bogut are true in his time. He remember, the Warriors are the last team to pay Andrew Bogut. Well, I guess technically Cleveland. No, but it was after that. So, no. Yeah, the Warriors are the last team to sign him. And he's just not... He can't do it anymore at the NBA level. And winning Defensive Player of the Year in Australia, unfortunately, is not enough to convince me otherwise. Plus, I think he's perfectly happy. He's retired. He's got his podcast. I don't think he wants to come back to the States. I believe he's got a couple of young kids. Let Andrew Bogut live. Quickly, before we get out of here, I do want to hear from Steve Kerr talking about the two big things that I also was excited about tonight, the way the young guys played and Klay Thompson. Let's start with the young guys who, you know, look, I think both of them showed, in terms of Moody and Kuminga, they really showed what they could bring as legitimate rotation players off the bench for this team. Let's hear what Steve Kerr thought.
Yeah, I thought the group that started the second and the fourth, Kuminga, Damian, and Juan Toscano-Anderson, was fantastic together. I thought the energy of Damian and Juan was really important tonight, especially after that third quarter where we were kind of stuck in mud. We started the fourth with a great push from those guys. JK had a really good run. You know, he's so powerful down near the rim, and he's got some moves. He's got some ability to free himself up and score down there, which is really exciting. So it was a good night for him, and it was fun to watch that group together to start the fourth quarter. That was probably my favorite stretch of the game.
It's a good sign. It's a good sign that we might see more of groups like that as we continue down the stretch of the season. And although this game was not as good as others for Moody, I think he still shows why he is ready to play legitimate NBA minutes. Sure, bench minutes, you know, I don't think you want him playing more than 20 or so, ideally. But he can help. He can do things that help. And that shot is pretty pure, man. He's got a pretty nice looking jumper. It's not just that he's on a hot streak, I don't think. I'm not saying he's going to shoot 50% the rest of his NBA career from here on out, but I do think he is legitimately a really high-level three-point shooter. So, look, I'm excited to see more of these guys, and hopefully we do. As far as Klay goes... Naturally, Steve was most excited about the passing. 7 assists for Klay tonight. Incredible, right, Steve?
Yeah, he was fantastic tonight. And it wasn't just the shooting. He had 7 assists. I thought his drive and kick to Damian Lee early in the fourth quarter was a big basket, kind of broke the game open. I thought Klay was just fantastic tonight.
Yeah, so more broadly, how do you feel about Klay in terms of, you know, how he's coming along?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've seen a couple of them already. You know, he's had a couple of games where he's lit it up and caught fire. So this seemed almost routine to me. I mean, other than that crazy corner three when he was, you know, super hot. And, you know, that felt a little out-of-body experience-ish. But Klay's had some really good shooting nights, and he's clearly getting his legs underneath him. He's getting his rhythm.
He's getting his rhythm. He's getting his legs underneath him. Just got to get that minutes restriction off, and he's Klay. He's full-on Klay again. Right now, he's minutes restriction Klay. But he's Klay. There's no doubt about it. Thanks to everybody who called in tonight. Thanks to the Warriors for putting on a show. This was a fun one to watch and a fun one to talk about. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday night, Kolsky and Company, last show of the week. Join us, 6 o'clock. 95.7 The Game. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to Sterling and all the other people back in the studio. Great work, everyone, tonight. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.